This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On this day after Hillary Clinton became the first woman to be nominated at the top of a major party ticket, a quick call back to the first time she ran and a book about that 2008 election called Big Girls Don't Cry. Rebecca Traister wrote it. She writes about the Clinton campaign now for New York Magazine. Her most recent book about how unmarried women are shaping this country's political and economic future is called All the Single Ladies. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
Single women in this country today, you write, are living their lives, and this is a quote, outside the institutions around which tax, housing, and social policies were designed. That is kind of amazing, really.
It is very amazing. It's a rethinking of how not only how families work and how they're defined, but how our civic and social and economic policies need to be redefined to accommodate new marriage patterns and the ways in which adult women and men are living today, as opposed to how they lived even just 40 or 50 years ago.
And yet this isn't really yet reshaping the economic landscape, right? We've still got the wage and income gap. We've still got all the rest of that stuff that goes along with it.
Well, it's certainly reshaping how we're talking about economic and social policy on the left. I was stunned during the 2016 primary between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders that so many of the arguments revolved around, their shared support for so many policies that just a few years ago would have been considered really third rail. And that includes mandated paid family leave, the raising of the minimum wage. And I think that shows certainly the influence of a left candidate like Bernie Sanders, but also the way that the party has moved and that our ideas about what makes sense in terms of our economic and social policies has shifted as we have begun to live differently as a nation.
So spitball it for me a little bit and carry that thought from the primaries into now the general election, bearing in mind, as you say, that we have never seen Hillary Clinton in a general election campaign.
We have never seen Hillary Clinton in a general election campaign. We've only seen her in the case of 2008 with Barack Obama and in 2016 against Bernie Sanders, men who have good politics and who she can't really hit too hard. As a general election candidate, we are seeing her being able to fight a kind of right-wing aggressor in the form of Donald Trump. It's interesting that she, who has often historically been considered the centrist compromise candidate, she's going to be in the position of fighting what is interestingly a pretty left-wing fight.
Does she recognize, though, how her female constituency has changed, do you think?
I think she does understand how people's lives have changed. She's talking more about unmarried women, breadwinners within families. We forget often that she was branded at the beginning of her career as an advocate, as a lawyer, and then certainly even when she became First Lady, as a real radical leftist. Now, I don't think she was a radical leftist, whether you think she's just a natural shapeshifter or whether you think that, in fact, she got the message that that was too much too soon and retracted some of that. She's now returning to ground that is very familiar to her.
You wrote a great piece in New York Magazine about Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail. You went out and you spent some time with her when she was out on the stump. And one of the things you talk about is the charisma factor and how she admits she's not a great campaigner and she's not a great public speaker. But maybe it's time for us to revisit how we consider that thing that a lot of male politicians, as Secretary Clinton says, her husband, Barack Obama, have, which is this perception among the American public of great charisma.
Yeah, we have models of leadership, and they often involve great men who have historically been our presidents giving great speeches. Women historically have been the ones who have done what is often viewed as the drudge work of making these things happen, organizing rallies and speeches. They haven't been the ones giving the speeches. There's also the thing about intimacy and charisma, the other metric we so often use and that we often deride, the do you want to have a beer with them factor.
Right.
One of the challenges that they have in front of them is to not present themselves as too intimate, being too personal, weak, feminine. And so they've had to assert themselves with credentials and experience and prove that they can do the job better. But that does not lend itself to you want to have a beer with them. That does not lend itself to the relaxed approach to power that more men are permitted to take because we assume from the outset that they're capable.
Rebecca Traister is a writer at New York Magazine. Her most recent book is called All the Single Ladies. It's a good one. You should read it. Rebecca, thanks very much.
Thank you.